This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown, coming to you live from Winnipeg, Manitoba at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights. Sitting here on the fifth floor, the sunshine pouring in through these large glass spherical windows behind me. We've got one more taped interview for you that we engaged in earlier in the week. I had a chance to reconnect with Doris Koop, the executive director of the Vision Impaired Resource Network, to learn more about some of their programs and services. And once again, this was in the location downstairs on the second floor of the museum with the large circular wooden structure behind us called the Basket Theater. Let's roll that tape. Doris, thank you for making time to be with us today. It's been a million years since we hung out, so thank you for joining us at the museum.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Now, I've been lucky to get to know what VIRN does over the course of the last, a decade of my time at AMI, but there could be some folks watching today who've never heard of VIRN before. So Give us the elevator pitch. Tell them about your raison d'etre.
Well, VIRN is a very small, agile non-for-profit. We work with people who are we focus on people who are vision impaired and their family and their friends. We embrace everyone. So we try to make it as easy as possible for people to gain access to what they need to live a fully inclusive life.
You use the word fully inclusive there, and I think that speaks to the range of services you offer, right?
Yes.
That you really cross the board here. But we know the last couple of years have been a little different with the pandemic. Mm-hmm. How'd you guys hold up for the last couple of years? And were there some lessons you took away?
Well, we've held up. We're stressed, for sure. I have to be honest, and like every other small non-for-profit or any organizations, we're definitely stressed. Trying to reopen again. We've actually been more busy through the pandemic than we ever have been because of the needs of the community. We found there's so many things that we don't realize that are going on in people's lives that we just need to be there for them. And we are. We do our best to be there for them. Mm.
Well, let's talk about a couple of the programs that you offer, because there's some really fun stuff and there's some really functional stuff too, and then some stuff that's in between.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you want to start with the fun or the functional, but I know we're in that summertime season. The paddling season gets going.
Yeah.
What's going on with the paddling this summer?
Well, paddling is actually just starting. It's been 2 weeks we've had our program started on, and it's Tuesday nights at 7 at the Canoe and Kayak Center on Church Hill. This would have been our 11th year doing this. So we're actually like really getting rolling on this. But of course, pandemic has stopped us from that. And then we're just back on the water. It's like we're getting reacquainted. So we have a lot of new people that are taking part in this. I think people just want to get busy, right? They want to get active again. They're lonely. They want to be back in action. So again, here we are. We're there for them, right?
I know one of the last times you and I spoke, we were talking about the peer support program that you guys run. I imagine that is something that's really been crystallized the last couple of years.
Absolutely. That is probably our goals. It's not just group sessions. We do the peer support one-on-one sessions a lot. And that's where people really open up and pour their hearts out to some of the needs that they have. Some things that they want to do, very individual. So we see it all. But we are there for each other, and we have the lived experience. So that's kind of where VIRN is there again for the community.
Yeah, you guys are always leveraging that lived experience, making sure people in the community who have certain skills can share those skills for folks who might be interested. And that's one of the things that jumped out at me when I was perusing the website last week. Some campfire guitar lessons. Tell me about this.
Well, the guitar lessons that we've been, there's a lot of musicians within our group, and we love We love to entertain. We love to have fun, you know that. That's a pretty big part of us too. So that people feel like they're welcome, and the other part of it is just to have those one-on-one guitar lessons. I don't know if you've ever taken a guitar lesson, but having a vision impairment and taking a guitar lesson is like really, it's pretty hard to read those notes and things like that. So we learn by ear or feel. It is challenging. So I think just having that fun of it and taking away all that stress. We teach a very little bit of theory because we're not big on theory. We just like to get down and have some fun.
I think that's one of the number one lessons, that there's the kids who learned piano when they were kids who learned about keeping their wrists up with the oranges underneath, and those who learned to actually just play some piano, and maybe those who wanted to keep doing it a little bit later in life.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you just mentioned fun, community. Fun strengthens communities, doesn't it?
It does. And I think the more welcoming you feel when you come into any place, whether it be an office or a school or any environment, you want to feel part of something, and that's what we really concentrate on. We want you to come into the office or the Vern Learning Center, and you have lots of troubles or woe is me's, but when you leave there, you kind of have some hope, and you have a little smile on your face. So it's all about that. Fun is part of it. You can, learn a lot while you're having fun. If things are such a chore when you're learning anything, you may not want to continue. And now we find that a lot, is that if it's just too hard to do, people tend not to return. So let's just have some fun at it.
One of the running jokes on this show is I may be one of the only members of the blind or low vision community who actually uses an Android phone. I am one of these strangers, one of these outliers. But I saw that that's something that you guys are actually working on. You're doing some Android training for people. Tell me about that, and why did that come into focus?
Nice to see you're visiting our old website. We're going to get a new one very soon, I promise. It's coming up within weeks, actually.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so the Android phone has been actually in circulation for a long time. It just hasn't quite kept up, been able to with the Apple phone, so everybody thinks. Mm. However, there are parts of the community like yourself and others who really want to, especially the low vision community, part of the community, actually really like the Android.
Yeah, that's what I represent, right? Yes. I'm someone who has just a little bit of sight, and I find that I don't need to worry about double tapping technology.
Yes.
I can still zoom, and I find there's a lot of customization in the Android for me.
Yes, yeah. And so what we did is we did a bunch of research and learned how to use it. So our instructors learned how to use it well, and passing on those skills onto people who want to use Android. Because it's all about choices too, right?
Yeah. Doris, part of this conversation was inward looking, right? The way in which Vern, the Vision Impaired Resource Network, serves the community. But there's an advocacy component too. And I know that once again, you guys are going to be advocating for more accessible voting at an upcoming municipal election in Winnipeg. What's that process like, and what are the things that you're advocating for?
Well, we do advocate, but we like to talk about it as educate.
Mm, mm.
So because advocate sometimes has some strong meanings to it, right? And people get kind of the wrong idea. When we advocate or educate, it's to teach people what we need and what we want to offer, have to offer the community, or we want to take part in voting. So that was one of them that was never really accessible. So the city of Winnipeg has actually been really good to us, and we've worked with them a lot. This is actually our third or fourth time.
Wow.
I think it must be our third time, because then it would be 12 years. And we had them as part of the trade show. And this year we've already booked it for October the 13th, and we will have the advanced accessible voting station where they can come in and And anybody can vote from that station. It's not just people that need it to be accessible for disabilities, but it's also there. So it's kind of nice. You come with your family and vote together, and you don't have to worry about, geez, is it accessible for me?
Yeah.
So we've been a part of that study to help them test it out, and here we are again, having it one more time.
Educating, building awareness, yeah, and growing the community and serving people, which is remarkable, and it's awesome. Doris, you mentioned there's a new website coming down the pipeline, but in the meantime, folks may be interested today. Where should they go to learn more about the work that Vern does?
It's vern.ca, so V-I-R-N.ca. And you could actually contact us through info@vern.ca as well. Or our office is 204-975-9340. Can you imagine? I actually remembered all that.
You know, I give the feedback phone line every day on the show, and so many times I stop in the middle and think, what number did I actually just give out? Did I give away my personal phone number for feedback on the show today?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, yeah. Doris, I'm always appreciative of the time that you give us, because I know you're working really hard all the time serving the community. So thank you for joining us today, and keep up all the excellent work at Vern. Oh,
thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
That is Doris Koop, the Executive Director of the Vision Impaired Resource Network. For more information, you can visit their website, like Doris told you, virn.ca. That's virn.ca.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.